At a country fair in 1906, something extraordinary happened that would reshape our understanding of human intelligence. Francis Galton, an 85-year-old scientist who doubted ordinary people's abilities, watched as 800 fairgoers paid sixpence each to guess the weight of a fat ox. When he crunched the numbers on 787 legible guesses, he discovered something that shook him. The crowd's average guess was 1,197 pounds, just 1 pound off the actual weight of 1,198 pounds. This wasn't luck. It was a glimpse into a profound truth about collective intelligence. What makes groups smarter than even their smartest members? The answer lies in how individual errors cancel each other out when properly aggregated, leaving the signal intact while filtering the noise. Think of it like a massive game of telephone, where, paradoxically, the message gets clearer rather than more garbled. This principle has since influenced everything from Google's search algorithms to Barack Obama's decision-making philosophy during his presidency. It's not about celebrating mediocrity or dismissing expertise. It's about recognizing that under the right conditions, collective judgment can be remarkably accurate. Between the 1920s and 1950s, elegant experiments revealed crowd wisdom mechanics. Hazel Knight's students estimated room temperature at 72.4 degrees versus the actual 72 degrees. Kate Gordon's weight ranking experiments achieved 94% accuracy. In the jelly beans and jar test, the group estimate of 871 nearly matched the actual 850, with only one of 56 participants performing better. The crucial detail? These aggregated individual judgments without group discussion. While some individuals occasionally outperformed the group, none did so consistently. The most reliable strategy? Simply consult the group each time. Collective intelligence solves three problems: cognition problems with definitive answers, coordination problems requiring aligned behavior, and cooperation problems where self-interest conflicts with collective benefit. For crowd wisdom, four conditions must align: diversity of opinion, independence from others' views, decentralization allowing local knowledge, and aggregation mechanisms converting private judgments into collective decisions. When satisfied, the crowd becomes smarter than any individual within it. When submarine Scorpion vanished in 1968, Naval Officer John Craven assembled diverse specialists, mathematicians, submarine experts, salvage men, and asked each to bet independently on various scenarios. Using Bayes' theorem, he combined these guesses. The Navy found the submarine just 220 yards from the predicted location. The stock market demonstrated similar collective wisdom when the Challenger exploded in 1986. Within minutes, investors began selling shares of the four contractors involved. While three companies' stocks fell 3-6%, Morton Thiokol's plummeted nearly 12%. The market had identified the responsible party despite no public information. 6 months later, the Presidential Commission confirmed it. Thiokol's O-ring seals caused the disaster. Computer simulations reveal that cognitively diverse groups often outperform groups of smart individuals. Between 1984 and 1999, almost 90% of mutual fund managers underperformed market indices. Experts routinely overestimate their accuracy, the only well-calibrated forecasters being bridge players and weathermen, who receive immediate, unambiguous feedback. While crowds often make wise decisions, they fail when people copy others rather than use their own judgment. This creates information cascades, a domino effect where wrong decisions ripple through the group. Cascades aren't entirely flawed. Cascading groups choose correctly about 80% of the time. However, in Hung and Plot study, when participants were rewarded for collective accuracy rather than individual correctness, they relied more on private information and dramatically improved outcomes. During India's Green Revolution, wheat farmers in uniform regions could trust neighbors' results because conditions were similar. Rice farmers in varied terrain had to experiment themselves. What worked in one microclimate might fail in another. This shows cascades are less reliable for high-stakes decisions in diverse conditions. independence prevents groupthink, where social pressure leads to irrational choices. Studies show corporate boards with greater diversity in background, expertise, and perspective consistently outperform homogeneous boards, creating conditions where independent thinking flourishes. The policy analysis market, PAM, proposed by the Pentagon in 2003, aimed to create a specialized market for predicting geopolitical events in the Middle East. Senators Ron Wyden and Byron Dorgan called it harebrained and offensive, leading to its cancellation. Yet PAM's public nature was its greatest strength. It could have gathered insights from local business people, regional scholars, expatriates, and others with unique Middle Eastern perspectives. Financial incentives for accurate predictions would encourage participants to share otherwise private information, breaking down institutional barriers plaguing traditional intelligence gathering. Critics misunderstood PAM's purpose, framing it as replacing rather than complementing traditional intelligence. The moral objection overlooked reality. Government analysts already evaluate these scenarios daily for fixed salaries. Life insurance companies essentially bet on mortality rates. Commodity futures markets trade on natural disasters impacts. Vernon Smith's experimental economics research demonstrated that markets consistently produce near-optimal results even with imperfect participants. Collectively, they rapidly discover efficient solutions through price signals and feedback loops. Strong reciprocators enforce fairness norms even at personal cost, rejecting unfair exchanges based on innate justice. In economic experiments, their willingness to punish unfairness creates more equitable outcomes for everyone. The fundamental mystery of cooperation intrigues researchers. Why do humans cooperate when individual rationality suggests defection would be more profitable? Robert Axelrod proposed cooperation emerges from repeated interactions, the shadow of the future. Yet this fails to explain cooperation with strangers, where we donate to distant causes and leave tips in foreign cities. The Quakers of 18th century Britain demonstrate how trust and commercial success become mutually reinforcing. Initially trading within their religious community due to discrimination, Quakers emphasized absolute honesty, meticulous record-keeping, and fixed pricing, a radical departure from haggling. Their reputation became so valuable that non-Quakers actively sought them as partners. While corporate scandals might suggest capitalism rewards selfishness, historical perspective reveals it has trended toward greater trust, not because capitalists became more virtuous, but because trustworthiness proved economically beneficial. Modern capitalism's innovation lies in making trust impersonal, enabling reliable transactions between strangers, and expanding economic activity beyond traditional boundaries. The most profound challenge of collective wisdom is how it confronts our assumptions about leadership, that power must reside in a single decision maker. Most instinctively believe the poorly informed will overwhelm the knowledgeable, making group decisions worse than average. As Tommy Lee Jones's character in Men in Black put it, "A person is smart, people are dumb." This skepticism reveals our reverence for individual genius and discomfort with distributed authority. We crave heroes and decisive leaders, not messy collective processes. Yet the evidence is clear. When the right conditions exist, diversity, independence, decentralization, and aggregation, crowds consistently outperform even their smartest members. This isn't about defending laypeople against experts or celebrating mediocrity. Expertise remains valuable. The point is challenging our excessive faith in individual decision makers. Even brilliant experts have biases and blind spots. By casting a wider net, we improve our chances of finding unknown information while minimizing individual errors. The wisdom of crowds challenges us to reconsider how we structure our organizations, markets, and democracies. In a world that constantly tells us to follow the leader, perhaps the most radical act is recognizing that the answer might already exist within the collective, waiting to be properly aggregated and wisely acted upon.